Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Old Roy said they can shoot, and they sure proved it Saturday. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Carolina had a heck of a win against Virginia, considering the Tar Heels trailed by 10 points midway through the first half, and Virginia never really did cool down throughout the snowy afternoon. So how does a team rally to win by 12? By shooting the lights out for the last 30 minutes of the game. Here's how hot the Cavaliers were in the first half. They were already shooting 58% from three-point range when Jontel Evans threw in a 35-foot heave at the horn to tie the game. It was only the second three-pointer Evans attempted all season and the first one he made. It was a prayer for sure, but it's not an exaggeration to say the Wahoos were making everything. And they were no less torrid in the second half. Joe Harris, one of the most underrated players in the country, scored 13 of Virginia's first 17 points to keep the Cavs in the game. The Heels had scored the first 8 points to break a 40-40 tie, and then they matched Harris by committee. Harris made a three. Reggie Bullock answered. Harris drilled another. P.J. Hairston drilled his own. Next came Marcus Paige, then Dexter Strickland. For cripe's sake, Virginia almost couldn't miss, but Carolina came back with its best second half of this season after having shown a tendency to look like brick masons late in the game. And even though starting Hairston and the small lineup again did not keep the Cavaliers from a fast start, the new rotation left P.J. and Reggie in the game together for the longest stretch of the season, and their energy seems to feed off each other. Bullock was playing with a touch of the flu and a sore back, so Hairston helped him out by scoring a career-high 29 points. He also keyed a 10-2 advantage on the offensive glass, which kept Carolina in the game early. Now, this looked like a basketball team worthy of an NCAA tournament bid, one of which you can say, hey, they can win the rest of their games as easily as saying, hey, we have one tough schedule down the stretch. As old Roy loves to say, it looks a lot prettier when the ball goes in the basket. Saturday, it was more than pretty. It was downright beautiful. This is Archansky. See ya.